I returned to my own rooms, my feet moving as slowly as my thoughts. Nothing made sense. Why had John the Dig died? Because someone had interfered with the safety catch on the ladder. It can't have been the boy. Then surely it must have been Emmeline. Except that nothing in the story suggests that Emmeline would do such a thing. She was a harmless child, even Hester said so. Then who? Isabel was dead. Charlie was gone. I came to my rooms, went in, stood by the window. It was too dark to see. There was only my reflection, a pale shadow you could see the night through. Who? I asked it. At last I listened to the quiet, persistent voice in my head that I had been trying to ignore. Adeline. No, I said. Yes, it said. Adeline. It was not possible. The cries of grief for John the Dig were still fresh in my mind. No one could mourn a man like that if they had killed him. Could they? No one could murder a man they loved enough to cry those tears for. But the voice in my head recounted episode after episode, Adeline's violence, her rage, her indifference to harm or damage. Was it possible? Was this the secret Miss Winter had hidden from the world for so long? An unpleasant suspicion revealed itself to me. Was this the point of Miss Winter's story? To make me sympathize with her? Exonerate her? Forgive her? I shivered.